talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. And one of the biggest stories, sort of information, is what are the prospects of Donald Trump in 2024? Some say, well, a silver stake has finally been driven into the vampire's heart. Others say, no, I'm going to look at some of the evidence in the polls and recent rallies. And I do remember one of the old Dracula movies where I think a woman offers Dracula a glass of wine and he goes, I never drink wine, and he's staring at her throat. And that's essentially Trump. Okay. That's essentially Trump. Now, here are some of the polls back in March of 19. So, he's at the top of his game, whatever his game is, still president. Joe Biden hadn't quite announced. I think Joe Biden announced in April. I think he announced in April of 19, although, he'd been rumored and Trump was trying to do everything he could to undercut him. 78% of Republicans said that their best prospects for holding power were with Donald Trump. 21% know or didn't know. That's a fairly low number considering he's an incumbent president. Only 78%, but it was 78%. I'll tell you, most recently, only 51% think that their best chances of getting into power in 2024 are with Donald Trump. Now, 51% is still, there's margin of error, but it's still half or more than half. What that means is all of the various clowns who are trying to run against him or think they can get in, like DeSantis, Cruz, Rubio, people like that, lowlives, they're all in single digits. I think DeSantis may be at 10%. So he has an overwhelming advantage. One of the more disturbing things in the polls were that 59% of Republicans right now, 59%, not quite two-thirds, but closer to two-thirds than one-half. They say that believing that Trump won the election in 2020 is important to being a Republican. That is disturbing for this reason. It really hurts moderate Republicans. In other words, if 59% of the Republican electorate say, you're not a Republican unless you believe Trump really won in 2020. That's conspiracy theory. That's a Mike Lindell, my pillow man, your pillow man, Mike Flynn, who advocated a coup, by the way, and the rest of them, the big lie. If you don't agree with the big lie, you're not a Republican. And that's 59% of Republicans. So people whom I admire in the Republican Party, like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, where does that leave them? Liz Cheney is up for re-election, and Adam Kinzinger is too. Adam Kinzinger may actually run into a redistricting buzzsaw in reverse. Illinois is one of the few blue states where the Democratic Party controls governor, Senate, and House Assembly, and they could well redistrict him so that he can't win against a Democrat, which in a way would be a pity. I admire him quite a bit, and he has a lot of courage. He has a lot of courage. So is there any good news in any of the data that have come out? Because right now, frankly, it looks as if Trump runs again. He'll win the primary, the plurality, not necessarily majority, plurality. The rabble will all get around him, go to a convention, and the convention will look like January 6th. It really will. Be a lot of folks there, very rough folks, and he'd get nominated again. What's some of the data that go the other way? Kentucky, just now, last couple of days, he held a rally in Kentucky. Trump did. Now, Kentucky was Trump territory. I remember when he ran in 2016 against Hillary Clinton. I'll tell you, I was watching the returns, and some of the first returns I saw came in for rural Kentucky. And I thought, okay, Hillary will not win rural Kentucky, but Democrats in that area usually get, you know, a third of the vote, maybe 40%, something like that. Came in, she was getting 19% of the vote. He was getting 81. The minute I saw that, I said, you know, if he is holding a base that strongly, this could be a bad evening. And of course, it turned out that it was a bad evening. She won by 3 million votes, but she lost Michigan by 10,000, lost Wisconsin by 23,000, lost Pennsylvania, I forget how many, but it was a tiny percentage, and lost the election. So Kentucky is Trump territory, okay? Flat out Trump territory. Kentucky, at this rally, the Trump people predicted to the media they'd have 10,000 people. That was a low number because, you know, they were used to getting 15, 20,000. So they thought they'd be quite sly and lowball it. And then they invited the media to come at a certain time. The media shows up with their TV cameras, and there are 300 people there. Not 10,000, 300 people. That's 3% of what they expected. And they threw the media out. So get out of here. They said, wait a minute. Turn that camera off. Get out of here. Wait a minute. You invited us. Here's the invitation. Get out of here. You know, people vote with their feet. You can poll all you want. Guy can get a call at home. A lot of these polls are online anyway. So that's great if you have a computer. That's great if you fill them out. I don't fill out any online polls. I see an online poll, you know, they look cooked to me. I don't fill them out. So let's look beyond the polls. Polls are a little bit of name recognition now. More Republicans have heard of Trump than DeSantis or Cruz or Rubio. More have heard of Trump. And they answer, well, from name recognition or what they think the pollster wants to hear, even if they bother to answer at all. But when it comes to going to a rally in Kentucky, where Trump got 81% of the vote in some areas against Hillary Clinton in 2016, they lowball it. They say there's going to be 10,000 people, and then they snicker. They sit around, they snicker quite a bit. And they go, well, we got them because we'll have 20,000. And they'll go, he blew the socks off of this thing. So let's invite him at 5 p.m. or whatever it is. Media show up. Get out of here, they say. They look around. It's a corporal's guard. About 300 people. 3% of what they, of their lowball amount. So what does that tell us? This was one thing it tells me. This was a rally that was supposed to, well, it featured Lindell, the My Pillow Man, who's really flat out nuts. He's bat feathers crazy. The guy with the mustache and the really kind of deranged eyes he's the guy that said in August, Trump will be back in the presidency. And then he changed it to September. I got a prediction. In 2 weeks, he'll change it to October. Okay. So this will go on and the clown shows up. And Mike Flynn, you know, I'll tell you what about Mike Flynn, no relation. He was a great general when he started out. He came out of the University of Rhode Island, and most of those people, flag officers in the Army, are an old boys club. They all went to West Point. It's a social club. Guys like Mike Flynn didn't have a chance coming out of the University of Rhode Island, ROTC. But he was good. He was a good general. He really was a good general and a good intelligence officer. He ran afoul of Barack Obama. Barack Obama had him in his administration. And Mike Flynn, I think correctly, pointed out the Islamic threat, the religious threat in Afghanistan, and the possible resurgence of that kind of terrorism. That was not fashionable at the time. Obama got rid of him. But then Flynn went the other side. All he had to do, frankly, was continue to do what he was doing. He'd go down as a great general. He was a great general. His brother's a general. It's quite a family. His brother is in charge of troops, I think, American troops in the Western Pacific. But in any event, Mike Flynn got so angry with everything that he goes full frontal conspiracy. So he was there. He was there. Lindell was there. I think Sidney Powell was there. She's a lawyer that got sanctioned for lying to the court. So it may simply be that these people in rural Kentucky go, all right, I'm for Trump, but I'm not for crazy people who lie. But even if it's that, I think Trump is in trouble next time, because they're not going to support that. Even his base, that 81% base, isn't going to support it. And if this shows more than that, that even with the name recognition advantage and everything else, it shows more than that, and somebody else in the Republican Party can come forward, Trump's in real trouble. And if Merrick Garland would get off his butt and indict Trump, why is he not indicting Trump? He's weak. That's what he's doing. He's sniffing around. He's dragging this thing out. Stop dragging it out, Merrick. Stop trying to be a nice guy. Trump, stop wanting everybody to like you. They're not going to like you, okay? They're not going to like you. Indict Trump. Twist Biden's arm. Indict Trump. Because the prosecutor in Manhattan may or may not. This thing has got to come to a head. Getting very, very tired of this shilly-shallying around. Lunar break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Gambler, the
backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.